Why do you think that the women converted more easily than the men, and the kids too, for that matter?
That is one of the that is one that I could not avoid to find an excuse. I would tell you this honestly. The shamans that were there, they were the powerful leaders. And if the family have children and sons and all, then this is the old man who is a shaman. He is a powerful man. But he needs the territory. You know, he has to have a certain territory. Not too many people. He's not free to be surrounded with other shaman. That's sort of avoid them to be close. And when he is like that, he is dangerous, because the other shaman will bug him. It doesn't hurt him, but it bothers his wife. The way he's bugged, she's more scared, more bothered by this, these things. And the children know that. There's something scary going on there, which they don't understand. So it suffers, that the wife suffers, and the children are suffers because of what he is. And that was a negative thing about them. Even though he is a powerful man, he supports and everything, he can do that. Being powerful, other people sort of challenge him, even if he's a kind person. And when he's challenged, these people know, the kids know, and the wife know. And that's what hurt the women. So when they saw the Christianity come in, it preaches love thy neighbor and everything, thou shalt not kill, because her husband is powerful enough to snap out the knife someone who is bothering him. So it's really very different teaching. The one they have, or forefather has, it's an eye for an eye situation. If anybody bothers you, you have a right to defend, even kill. So there's no stopping. Nobody can stop you. There's no law. There's no law that tells you you shouldn't do that. He is the law. And each shaman has that. That's what the separation was so strong. They could never come to the one community. They didn't pass that. So the women and the children suffer. So when the mothers saw the Christianity was gentle and everything, they want to be there. They want that peace and love. So no fear. So they joined the Christianity first. And the priests seem to know that. It works well. But the men didn't want to join because, you know, they lose their power. So they didn't want the priest to come and bother them. Because, you know, if the priest come and condemn him when he's okay doing his own thing, sure, what would you think they would do? They would like to kill the priest. But they did not. They just allow him to come and just don't bother him. So they go on their own way and practice their own practice and their own belief away from him and just do it in a way. But still, it's a wife and the kids that are bothered by this thing. Just when that happened. So for that reason, the women joined the Christianity. Once they joined, eventually forced their husband to join. Convinced them after. And these men who joined the Christianity became totally helpless. They have no more power. They can't even go out there and they get scared. They lost their power to live, to survive, to apply their skill. Even their mind power, they lose that because of the Christianity. They became submissive. They expected the priest then to be the power they used to have, to be a turn their hope in him. And so as to the men, to the fur traders. So they really became helpless. And that's the results of that. And you see today, it's the same way. The same thing. But the priest, of course, doesn't do that anymore. They don't preach so powerfully as they were. Right now, you're a member. You just practice your membership, what it says there. But long time ago, they used to severe to convert. So this is what I learned by listening to those elders' stories and everything.